The fighting would continue throughout that night, sporadically, but pretty consistently, and well into the next morning when the sun came up, at which point we kind of were walking around outside of our house and we're seeing soldiers who were positioned on all the street corners telling us to go back inside. And there was also the sound of shelling, specifically when the government started to attack houses where they suspected that the former Vice President Riek Machar was living. At that point, there also started to be a rapid transit across the city on foot by people who were living on the outskirts of town that had seen targeted killings by armed men throughout the evening and whose neighborhoods had sustained the most serious fighting and who didn't feel safe. They were fleeing to churches and mosques, and it turned out the UN base was a very popular destination. I think everyone was trying to get someplace safe, and the window that opened up in the late morning, early afternoon, when the fighting stopped briefly. It started again later that night, at which point, it was not safe for people like Mugume to go back to their homes. That was when you started to see the beginnings of the mass displacement that have taken place over the last year in South Sudan, with people basically forced out of their homes, unable to return, many people not knowing what happened to their belongings, people who don't know what happened to certain family members. I mean, it was pretty awful and very disconcerting, and it continues to this day as fighting continues in South Sudan.